what you'll need and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5. And that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single. The delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Ramsey's will sell you a 2-carat diamond.
That's big.
For just $6,495.
$6,495, 2 carats.
You can choose between a 2-carat diamond from a diamond mine.
Or a 2-carat created diamond.
Compare them side by side, then make your choice.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
When the veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are they really?
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Boy, is Twitter going bananas.
Here's the thing, too. If you weren't happy about signing that 3-year deal and being assistant head coach, Jordan, you know what Ryan Nielsen could have done? Not signed it.
Yeah.
So can't be that disgruntled and unhappy. Yeah, Matt's gonna, trust me, he's his thumbs right now in his texts. They're going, they're red right now as Matt is just tweeting away. So tune in to 3 o'clock if you want to hear maybe what he's hearing over there in Baton Rouge about this. But Ryan Nielsen giving a new 3-year deal. And also being given the title assistant head coach. He will have that once Dan Campbell goes officially to the Lions. He's doing exit interviews right now. Aaron Glenn, likely to be a defensive coordinator. That's the word by Ian Rappaport. A couple of teams are interested in him. So, again, to me, this is, I think, Sean Payton trying to keep the brain drain at a minimum as he tries to retool and see where this organization is going to go. Tonight coming up at 8 o'clock, 7:30 pregame. Pelicans and Jazz, 8 o'clock tip, the first of 2 straight games against Utah. The voice of the Pelicans, Todd Graffanini, on Twitter, at NT Graff. And little did I know, I'm trying to think of your house.
Oh, float. It's basically a float.
Yeah, you're basically the main piece of a house float. That's the thing that people that are on parades this year are doing, since there will be no parading. People are decorating their houses. Gorgeous job, man. Do I give credit to you or none at all?
None at all, Gus. That is all due to the doctor who did the entire thing, and I didn't even know that I was going to be featured in said house float. So, I came home yesterday after doing some work downtown. I came back, and it was in the window, and I didn't even – I'm like, where in the world did you get that? I had it made, and – I mean, it was a total surprise. So
it's incredible. I mean, you're basically like the front of a float. You know, like when a float's coming down the street, there you got the big headpiece. I mean, the main part of the float, and it's kind of you.
No, she did it. She did an incredible job. And look, you know, my wife's been a muse for I guess what now 9 years, and obviously last year we were out of town because. Her brother got married, and we were out on the West Coast with the Pelicans, so she wasn't able to ride. last year, and obviously there's no Mardi Gras this year, and she is big time into it. So, yeah, I'm really proud of her. She did a fantastic job.
Todd, one of the things that I know that is going to be interesting tonight when you take on a Jazz team that, again, had a great bubble, you know, and quite honestly, last season, when these two teams played, you were good for a game coming down to the final seconds, were you not?
Yep, pretty evenly matched, including that first bubble game. Remember, that was the first game of the bubble, when you're talking about not the exhibition games, but the first game of the seeding. And it went literally down to the wire. And unfortunately, Brandon Ingram missed a shot that would have won the game. But, I mean, you think about the battle in the Smoothie King Center, two straight battles in the Smoothie King Center. One where Utah won at the end with the non-foul on Brandon Ingram by Rudy Gobert. And then the second one, you thought Brandon Ingram won the game with 0.2 seconds. Then the phantom foul on Jackson Hayes. Unfortunately, the Pelicans won that game. But the last three times these two teams met, it's literally gone either to the buzzer or to overtime. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens in these next two nights. Well, two out of three nights, so to speak.
Let's start from the front court to the back court when you look into tonight, Todd. Rudy Gobert, man. he's been interesting in the games against the Pels and how he attacks him or the big role that he sort of has defensively, but also how the Pels sort of attack him and play him on the defensive side. What do you expect tonight and when you look back at the battles from last year?
Well, this guy, look, he is a defensive stalwart and has been now, you know, for quite some time. And he's always up in the league and block shots. He's always there at field goal percentage, you know, in the top two or three in the NBA. But defense is his calling card, a two-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year. Look, he's tough to get at the rim against. Then again, and I heard Andrew a little while ago, Zion Williamson, you know, has really taken it at Gobert in the couple times that he's played against him. So, you know, Zion's not going to be what you would call intimidated by him by any stretch of the imagination. Now, of course, you got to think now is how Steven Adams and Gobert are going to match up, because Adams obviously wasn't on the Pelicans last year. So that is a new little wrinkle to what we're going to see in these next two games. But look, this is a defensive team in Utah that has held opponents in the last four games to 93 points. And that's very, very good in today's NBA. And, you know, they were able to go to Denver and win the other night, and they held Denver to 105 points at home, which is very difficult to do, despite Jokic and Murray getting 30 points apiece. Nobody else was really able to do anything in that ball game for Denver. So, look, Utah's on a defensive roll, and that concerns me a little bit. Even though the Pelicans are coming off a tremendous offensive effort, you got to consider the opponent the other night. And Andrew, and I'll add in another a very, 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 very bad defensive Sacramento team. But look. Hey, the Pelicans saw the matchups. They took advantage of them. They were able to go in and get a win the other night. That's all that counts. Mm-hmm. And now you got to focus on Utah.
Speak with Todd Graffinini, voice of the New Orleans Pelicans, at NT Graffs, the way to follow on Twitter, Jordan.
Yeah, I don't know if you read the Brandon Ingram article yet by Zach Lowe over on ESPN, but he in the article it says that he walked into the office with Jeff Bizdelic, then the Pelicans' lead assistant, and declared, "I think I have greatness in me. I want you to get it out of me, and I don't care what you do." Several in that locker room recalled. What does that mean to this Pelicans, you know, organization, having a guy like Brandon Ingram? And what does he have to do tonight to kind of a big game against a really good 9-4 Jazz team?
Well, it means everything, but, you know, we've talked a lot about this. That's why he's a cornerstone of this franchise, and that's why he got the money that he did, is to – because he has an attitude like that. And so that's a very, very good thing. And I have not read that article, full disclosure, but I will before the game tonight. What he has to do tonight, Jordan, is get 25 points. I mean, he's got to score. The Pelicans can't afford to go into these lulls that we've seen them have at times throughout the season. And that's, you know, what kind of happened the other night in Sacramento. The Pelicans were basically keeping Sacramento at an arm's length, and then all of a sudden they've got seven straight empty possessions, and Sacramento's right back in the ballgame. They've got to be really, really consistent on the offensive end. We just talked about against a very stingy defensive team. What is really concerning me tonight is the style of play that Utah is going to employ, mm-hmm. and that is just jacking up a bunch of threes.
Yep.
And, you know, the Utah strength is the Pelicans' weakness. And what really, 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 really scares me tonight, Gus and Jordan, is that Donovan Mitchell, who is the scorer on the Utah Jazz, was 0-for-7 against Denver the other night from three. So you know what that means? You know what that means tonight?
Mm.
He's not going 0-for-7, I promise you. So you just hope that Mitchell just doesn't go off tonight. And, you know, because he is very, very capable. He scored 46 against us last year in the Smoothie King Center. He had two 50-point games in the bubble in that just classic playoff series against the Nuggets a year ago. This is a flat-out score, and he just was not on top of his game whatsoever the other night, and that scares me to death.
Todd, that kind of brings me to the point here. We saw Lonzo Ball be upgraded. Yesterday he says he wants to play and is going to play, and it looks like he is going to. It's kind of tough to come out of an injury and have to face Spider, huh?
Yeah. I mean, look, but if he wants to play, and he obviously came out publicly yesterday and said, I'm playing, he's going to play. So he feels good enough to do it. And, you know, the thing is, Mitchell's a two guard. He's not running a point. Conley is the point guard for Utah. So we'll see how Bledsoe can match up against Donovan Mitchell tonight. Because, again, he scored 18 the other night, which is way below his average. And you got to believe he's going to want to really go off tonight. But, look, if Lonzo's healthy enough to play, you got to believe he's going to go 20 to 25 minutes, depending on if he's restricted at all. And then we're going to see how the minutes in the back quarter divvied up. So we haven't seen Lonzo in a little bit of time, and it's going to hopefully not take him that much to get acclimated again.
Look, the backcourt is one element. We talked about the front court as well. I always asked Daniel this when we would do walkthrough, give me a stat, and I always ask you to give me a matchup as well. So a matchup and a stat that you think we should pay attention to when we tune on the game and listen to you.
Well, look, these are the two best rebounding teams in the league.
Ooh.
You know, if Utah, and again, they're at a 40% clip shooting three, Gus. I mean, they're top two in the league. They're very, very good. If they are missing, hopefully, if they're missing these three balls that they take, you must rebound the basketball. You cannot give these guys second chance opportunities because they're going to cash in. They're just too good in that aspect. Now, the Nuggets did a great job on second chance points against the Jazz the other night, holding them to 8. If you can keep them to that, 10 points or less in second chance, that is very, very good. I really like the way Jackson Hayes is rebounding the basketball right now. His rebounding percentage has really gone up in the last three or four games. And you're starting to see now when the second unit comes in for the Pelicans that it's not that bad of a drop-off. And a lot of that has to do with J.J. Redick shooting the ball a little bit better. And a lot of that has to do with Jackson Hayes playing the way he is now. So when that second unit comes in, if you can just kind of hold serve and keep the game, you know, within distance. And when the starters get back in, you should be pretty good. Because like we talked about, these teams have been pretty evenly matched in the last year and a half. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's always a very difficult place to play in Salt Lake City. And now the Pelicans are going to play twice in three nights there. And, you know, they got there after practice yesterday. And I tell you, I've been in the hotel that they're staying at. It's a really nice hotel. It kind of reminds you of The Shining, if you've ever seen that. Seen that movie, it's one of those big sprawling.
I remember. Yeah, you sent us a picture last year. Yeah. I mean, you basically had like a wing to yourself. It wasn't just a room.
You see the Wasatch Mountains out of your hotel room window. The problem is these these guys can't even leave they can't walk out the door. So I think when they're able to get outside and get to the arena, they're going to feel like, you know, they're busting out a little bit, and hopefully they'll be very ready to play.
Graf?
What?
What are you sighing about?
No, I'm not sighing. I'm interested in these next two games. I really think 3-3 can happen here. Getting a split, it's going to be interesting to see how you go in with the philosophy of go ahead and shoot some threes. I think Jackson's playing better. Yeah. I mean, you know, Zion postered people. Let's go get the win tonight.
Look, we talked about this on the pregame the other night with myself and Daniel. As I was, it was ignorance was bliss for me on Sunday night because I had no idea what was going on across the street in the Superdome. And I still don't, which is even better. So we said on the pregame show, Gus, you hate to use the M word 11 games into the season, but it was kind of implied that you had to win against Sacramento, and the M word meaning must. That was kind of a must win the other night against the Kings just because of the way Sacramento was playing defensive basketball. You got that win. You finally got that five-game losing streak monkey off your back, and now you've got a little confidence heading into these two games. And, of course, you said on paper you should be able to handle the game on Saturday night. But I tell you, if you put a contract in front of Stan Van Gundy right now and said, we'll give you a split and you don't even need to play these two games, I think he'd sign it right now.
There he is. The voice of your New Orleans Pelicans, the TuneIn radio app. Well, not the TuneIn, the Pelicans radio app. That's it. The Pelicans radio app is the way to do it. Just tap listen. It's really that easy. And 75 miles from the arena, draw a circle. There you go. You can listen to it. That concludes the North Shore, Jordan. That's you. You're not 75 miles. The bridge is only 24.
I know. I've listened to it all the time.
Todd, looking forward to listening to you tonight, man.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There he goes. Coming up next, the voice of the LSU Tigers, Jordan. We'll ask him his thoughts. Ryan Nielsen staying with the Saints. We'll update that next on ESPN New Orleans.
Now you move so fine.
Shh. Listen, when was the last time you spoke to someone that was 65 years old? And when you were done, you felt like the sense of loyalty. And we were all raised that way. That's why at Golden Motors, we have been around 65 plus years, and it shows. That's why we've been around so long. We cherish everyone that stops by and gives us the opportunity to let them join our Golden Motors family to make your next purchase as pleasant as possible. Give us a call for your next new Chevy or Buick, 985-325-1000, or visit goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, where price is priority.
Set yourself up for success when planning your next event, whether it's wedding, festival, Mardi Gras, rodeo, or concert. Joe Septic Contractors knows that it's important to cover your bases. Joe Septic Contractors can supply multi-stall restroom, air-conditioned trailers, anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Planning a luxury event? Check out their new black tie luxury restroom and shower trailers. Visit Joe Septic at viscom.net with locations in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro sports trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Region.
Come on, citizen!
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone!
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengap.
Game on the hardwood for the LSU Tigers taking on, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Normally we say it's a big game when it comes to football, but yes, it comes to basketball. But we will talk football as we welcome in the voice of the LSU Tigers, Mr. Chris Blair, on Twitter at LSU Tigers Voice. Chris, good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm good, good. Hope you're doing well.
Doing well. Absolutely. Planned on talking nothing but basketball, and then football pops in the way. Ryan Nielsen looked like off the bench this morning. Coach O was telling the guys that there's still some details to work out, but there was belief that he was going to be the new defensive coordinator at LSU. Language in a contract kind of made it to where Sean Payton can kind of keep him, and he winds up with a 3-year extension and now the title of assistant head coach.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how this business works. I mean, you know, there were two parties interested in his services. It was pretty clear to me last night the Saints were not willing to just simply let him walk. Obviously, they had plans for the future, whatever they happened to be. And, you know, again, that's just a negotiation. So it's unfortunate for, I know, LSU. They were probably thinking they would have all the pieces put together as far as coordinators are concerned. Now they'll just have to keep going. But, you know, it's the way the business works these days. Get a 3-year extension and a new title, probably a little bit more cash. You know, who's to say coaches take jobs for all types of reasons. Sometimes it's not necessarily based on what school it is or friendships or anything of that nature. There's a lot more to it. So, you know, it felt like last night that there was going to be negotiations happening. Again, just reading between the lines based on what was reported. There was negotiations happening between LSU and also with the Saints. So that's the way it works.
Chris, it was one of the things that I think made that potential move appealing is, I don't know, and I'll ask you, was it surprisingly the amount of players that decided to come back, especially on that D-line and on that side of the football? It makes for a really good hire if you're a defensive coordinator getting back guys, right?
Oh, yeah. I think whoever takes this position is going to be in good shape. I mean, they're going to have quite a bit of talent and experience to work with. And, you know, taking those two questions separately, it's not a big surprise these guys decided to come back. I think the guys who did return and have announced their intention to play another year, took advantage of the opportunity to again play at the college level. And I think also for those who have interest and hopes to move to the next level, I think there was still some work to do. So, again, that didn't come as a big surprise. But it has to be an awfully good selling point when you're talking to potential defensive coordinators that, you know, we've got guys here that are ready to go. Come put your plan in. They've been through what it takes to play at this level. They've played in big-time games and big-time atmospheres. So, yeah, I think that's a good selling point if you're Coach O moving forward.
Speaking with Chris Blair, he's the voice of the LSU Tigers at LSU Tigers Voiceover on Twitter. All right, man, let's turn our attention to what's happening over at the PMAC later tonight. Alabama, they've won 7 in a row, 11-3 overall, 6-0 in conference play. The Tigers, 4 in a row, big game over the weekend. And win there as well, 5-1 in conference play. It's not football, but, man, it kind of sets up for a big one, so let's kind of take them separately. Last time I talked to you about the LSU basketball team, you told us that Will Wade thought that this was going to be a good team and they could be competing there towards the end. Have you been surprised by what you've seen, or is this kind of what you expected?
No, kind of what I expected. I mean, the talent's there. I mean, you look out there on the floor, and then you look at the numbers. I mean, it's easy to reconcile why these guys are putting up the numbers they are at 80-plus points a game just because there's so much talent. I mean, it starts with Cam Thomas, obviously, second in scoring in the SEC. When you look at what he, Watford, and Smart are combining to do, three guys averaging above 15 points per game, that doesn't happen often. In fact, it's only happened a few times in the history of LSU basketball. So their success, not a big surprise. I think, you know, the challenge tonight, and the challenge I think that Coach Will Wade has talked to this team about since day one is finding that consistency on defense. And that's where they've struggled. Now, they did a better job in the Arkansas game last Wednesday, probably out of a 40-minute game, their best 28 to 30 minutes of defense start to finish. I mean, they dominated. That game was over in the first half, and it was mainly due to defense. They're going to have their hands full tonight with this Alabama team. There's not really one superstar player as much as they have four or five guys that just consistently put in 10, 11, 12, and 13 points. And it's a team that has a very distinct system. They shoot at the rim, they shoot behind the arc, and they shoot from the free throw line. That's what they do. Not a lot of mid-range jumpers. They penetrate, they get to the rim, they either get to the foul line, they get the bucket, or they do the inside-outside three. And so far over the last eight ball games, eight of nine, they've won their last eight of nine. They've been the better team. They've knocked down shots. If you go back and look at their three losses, which came back earlier in the year for Alabama, kind of surprising. Western Kentucky, Stanford, and maybe not a surprise, Clemson in a non-conference battle. But in all three of those games, they shot well under 30% from the three-point line.
Mm-hmm.
Just so happens they've had open looks with that dribble penetration. They're knocking down shots. And when they do, it's a team that puts up 90 or 90-plus points.
You know, one of the things, Chris, that it is interesting about this LSU team already, too, is you have balanced scoring. Obviously, some teams will get it from the backcourt or the frontcourt. You have two frontcourt players, two backcourt players averaging double digits, and led by Cameron Thomas, the freshman guard here, 22.1. What have you seen from him, man? I mean, we've seen some nice guard play since Wade's got here, and even before him that LSU's had. I like his size, and he kind of seems to be able to score in a handful of different ways, huh?
Yeah, he scores at all three levels. You know, and sometimes he's had games where he scored from all three levels. There's been other games where one part wasn't working as well, and he's made up for it by going to the rim if the three-point shot wasn't working, or getting to the line and knocking down 12, 13 free throws in a game. So he's going to get his 20-plus points. It's hard to keep him from doing that. Just been a handful of times this season.
Right.
I just think it's his confidence. I think it's the fact that, you know, he's very detail-oriented. He knows what his role is. I think that there's been a criticism, a valid criticism. At times there's been some quick shots. I'd love for Cam Thomas to shoot it every time down the floor, but only after there's been some ball reversal and maybe a dribble penetration and a kick out three. I'd be happy with him shooting every time.
Mm-hmm.
But to just simply bring it up the floor and shoot it with, you know, 19 on the shot clock, at times I think he would want it different ways. But he's a sensational player. And, you know, he's going to be a focus of Alabama tonight, a team that defensively leads the SEC in scoring defense. They lead in field goal percentage defense, and they lead in three-point field goal percentage defense. So with all the talk of the offense for Alabama, deservedly so, I think their biggest strength and the reason they blew out Kentucky and Lexington, the reason they blew Arkansas off the floor this past Saturday,
wow,
and they beat a good Tennessee team in Knoxville, is because they play defense. And that's, to me, the biggest challenge for LSU, another team who can get out of the bed and score 80-plus points.
It seems like a silly question, but especially based on what you said, toughest test of the year for Will Wade?
Yeah, no, without question, because this is a team that can match LSU in firepower and certainly have shown, at least at this point, they've played more consistent defense.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in the Arkansas game last week, Arkansas certainly not known for their defense, and LSU easily had the upper hand on that end of the floor, built up a huge lead, and, you know, for the most part, the game was never in question in the second half, and the score really didn't indicate how much of a dominant performance LSU had. But with Alabama tonight, you're talking about a team, as I mentioned, first in scoring in the SEC, and then all of the defense across the board, they are at the top. So they can play with you offensively, and they can shut you down.
All right, so it's going to be an iPad, laptop, and TV night for me here. Pels play at 8, and the Tigers play at 8. Look, when you have a matchup like this, as you're talking about, that are kind of even teams or at least can kind of compete with one another, give me a matchup that to pay attention to. Because, you know, when you see something like this, Chris, it could be somebody that's either off the bench or a guy that can get a big rebound, can have can get to the line, can convert some free throws, or maybe a shot blocker or a steal that maybe – isn't immediately something you think about, you know?
Well, I think number one, you know, Alabama's got to be run off the three-point line. I mean, they had 15 threes in the win over Arkansas on Saturday.
Wow.
They had 15 threes earlier in the season in a non-conference game. But they're good for 10, 11, 12, you know, just about any night of the week. But to me, Petty for Alabama, it seems like he's been playing for the Tide for 18 years, but this is his senior season.
Okay.
When you go back, and I did earlier today, he's always struggled in Baton Rouge. His best performance was in the 18-19 season in Tuscaloosa. He scored 23. After that, only one other double-figure scoring game. That was 11 in Tuscaloosa the year before. In Baton Rouge, he scored like 4, 6, and 9. And he's a big part of the way their offense runs. So I think, you know, keeping an eye on how Petty plays tonight and his final chance to have a great game inside the Maverick Center will be key. Defensively, I think Darius Days and Josh LeBlanc, those two guys for LSU have to be active in the lane. Alabama's going to be without their big guy. The transfer from Yale is going to be out for a couple of more games. So they lose a little bit of their size and strength inside. That allows a guy like Darius Days, Josh LeBlanc, to establish that, not only on the offensive and defensive glass, but defensively, because Alabama is going to drive virtually every time down the floor. Shackelford, if he's got the ball, he's headed to the rim. He may necessarily not put up the shot, but he's going to touch the paint. So I think those two guys defensively, even more so than offensively, of course, Days, it's always great when he can put up a double-double. But I think those two, staying out of foul trouble and protecting the paint and vis-a-vis the rim, is going to be key for LSU.
Chris Blair at LSU Tigers Voice, the way to follow him on Twitter. And, of course, you can catch him tonight on the LSU Sports Radio Network. As always, man, appreciate the time. Enjoy the call. I'll be watching.
All right. Enjoy watching the games tonight. Thanks, Gus.
Yeah, for sure. Take care. Got a lot to get into when we come back. More Saints news. Again, we can go over what's happened. Pretty busy morning in terms of news here as well. And I want to hear from you, LSU fans, how you feel about that. Chris gave his thoughts here at the beginning of that interview. Ryan Nielsen staying with the Tigers. And he said it, that he kind of felt that they had some work to do. They were negotiating, and it was LSU and the Saints talking. Coach O and them thought he was going to be their defensive coordinator. He's not. New three-year deal with the Saints and the title assistant head coach. Another member of Sean Payton's staff being looked at as well. That just came out. We'll touch on that when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover. Don't go anywhere in your home for Pelicans basketball. ESPN New Orleans.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back, too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-478-1602. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-478-1602. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-478-1602. 1-800-478-1602.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus 20 gigs of hotspot, 100 gigs of cloud storage, and more. All on the best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Head coach Sean Payton. Obviously got to worry about the rosters, your quarterback, but right now it's about his staff. Let's run it down today. As some more news just came out from Jason Lockhart-Ford that I'll get into here in a quick second. For starters, Terry Fontenot officially named the GM of the Falcons. He was a vice president, player personnel, scouting, all that stuff that he was really good at. He is gone. He will be the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons. That was made official today. As we touched on, Ryan Nielsen. The Tigers were trying to get him to be the defensive coordinator. There was a verbal commitment. He wanted to do it. There was language in a contract where Sean Payton could object. He did. Ross Dellinger for Sports Illustrated. Jordan saying this wasn't the first time, apparently, for Ryan that he's done that, or just maybe the first time that he stopped another coach from moving. I think it was Aaron Glenn. But regardless, so they offered him a 3-year contract and gave him the title of assistant head coach. That title belonged to Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell will officially be named the Detroit Lions head coach after he finishes exit interviews with the Saints defensive, with the Saints tight ends. So Sean Payton's losing Dan Campbell. He was set to lose Ryan Nielsen, and he stopped it. Now, Aaron Glenn, per Ian Rappaport, the defensive backs coach, is set to be interviewed for defensive coordinator positions at several teams. He's a hot name. I think he gets one of those. So there's a possibility he could lose that. And now Jason LaConfora tweeted this.
Yeah, the Eagles will interview Saints defensive coordinator Dennis Allen tomorrow, and they continue to look at candidates on both sides of the ball.
That's not saying he's going to be the guy or not, but remember a year ago, Sean Payton was kind of testy, wasn't he? He was kind of testy when the hires kind of went like that quickly, and none of his guys got look-sees. Well, be careful what you wish for, but I think he would be very happy with that. But again, that's why when this happened an hour ago, I didn't look at this as, oh, see, I told you, Sean Payton hates LSU. No wins for you. Now I know some of you guys are bringing up, well, he recommended to Joe Brady, don't go. He did go. I don't think it's a thing against the school. But Gus, he doesn't draft any LSU players. I get it. I do, but I don't think that. I think it's the brain drain. You don't want to lose good coaches. His first responsibility isn't to LSU and Baton Rouge and Coach O and the Tigers beating Alabama. His first responsibility, Saints fans will tell you and agree, is to keep the Saints a good football team. Nielsen's done a great job as the Saints' defensive line coach. Maybe this helps move him into a defensive coordinator position, a head coaching position. He's the assistant head coach now.
Of a really good football team.
With a 3-year contract and a pay raise. Everyone's very convinced that this was the Saints doing and trying to undermine it. He signed this new deal. He could have not. He could have, as Ross Dellinger said, LSU's attorneys and Ryan Nielsen's attorney objected to Sean Payton's objection, and then he got a new contract. He could have not signed it. If he really didn't want to be there, and he really wanted to be the LSU defensive coordinator, he could have gotten things involved, and it could have been an ugly divorce, and it could have gone all in that situation. And I do think at the end of the day, with all of that, it may be Sean Payton, let's go. But again, Sean Payton blocking it to begin with, I don't honestly, my heart of heart, believe it's about LSU. It's about him not losing coaches. He has to know that Aaron Glenn's going to be interviewed. He had to know that Dennis Allen's interviewing tomorrow with Philly. He has to know and knows that Dan Campbell is gone. He has to know all these. He basically could have lost all of his defensive coaches. Get it, LSU fans? He's sitting there this morning or late last night. Maybe Dennis Allen calls him, hey, the Eagles want to interview me. Okay. Aaron Glenn probably already told them several teams were about to interview me. Ryan Nielsen about to leave. He literally is looking at his entire defensive staff leaving. Why would he not want to keep him? That's a lot of loss, isn't it? But I'll take your opinions and what you think. Be interesting. Now, Brian on Twitter, Brian Bienemy, say, what about Mike Zimmer as the Saints' new defensive coordinator if Dennis Allen gets that job? Again, the Saints got some nice pieces as well. It's going to be an interesting job if that opens up. That's if the Eagles hire Dennis Allen. But my point being, I don't know if I'm Sean Payton. I don't know if these guys could get hired, knock out the interview, and get it done. But one of your strengths, I would say these, would you say the strength of the Saints defense is what, Jordan? The D-line. I know LSU fans are kind of looking at this as going, oh, man, you stuck into it. I think Sean Payton's going, my draft picks, my money, my guys are tied into that line. You better have a good line. That guy's done great. Let me make you happy. Let me throw in some more cash in your pocket. Here's a new title. Now you've been put on a path to a head coach position in the NFL or defensive coordinator in the NFL. And again, I understand wholeheartedly the SEC is the world to a lot of people and LSU and all of it is. You can't compare it to the NFL. You just can't. But I'll take your opinions on it. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. We hadn't even got to the fact that Michael Thomas, the report earlier today from Adam Schefter, likely to have surgery on the torn deltoid and other ligaments that had to deal with the injury and the high ankle injury that he had earlier this season. Jordan, the part that you thought was interesting was what?
Yeah, that most of the time that he didn't even show up to practice all weekend, he would play in the games on Sunday. So I thought that was a very interesting take to hear from Adam Schefter in that tweet, because I think it definitely showed this season that just by his performance and how he played that he wasn't getting the same thing. It was almost like Alvin Kamara a few seasons back when what's wrong with Alvin Kamara and we weren't hearing anything out of it and he wasn't putting up the big numbers that he was used to putting up. It's kind of almost like the same storyline in that sense, but you have a more clear direction of this whole Michael Thomas situation than you did with Alvin Kamara. So I'm hopeful to see him return in the upcoming season, but it just sucks that you couldn't have him full 100% like Adam Schefter said.
I'll say this. Again, and I wonder how this goes, and Brian's bringing up a good point because I have this written down. I was going to say that as well. I think Aaron Glenn eventually is going to be head coach. We've talked about this before, right? The beginning of the season when the assistant coaches were made and available, and we played a lot of us out. I'm like, my goodness, you just hear, right, in his voice, the confidence, the know-how. He's a player. I mean, I would say since his arrival, the Saints secondary and defense has been substantially better. Like, it's not even a question.
Defense has been carrying the Saints team past couple seasons.
And Brian brought this up too. If Dennis Allen gets the job in Philly, would you offer Aaron Glenn the defensive coordinator position? Again, trying to keep your coaches in house and elevating them. I mean, I would. And again, it sort of is to what you saw last year when you lost your linebackers coach, Nolan, who went to Dallas, got fired after a year, but still, you elevated his assistant. A coach that the players knew, liked, respected, what have you. So, Sean's busy right now. Look.
It's not all about Drew Brees right now.
No. Losing Drew Brees. And that's the nuts, and that's the crazy part about this, because you've heard the phrase chicken or the egg, right?
Yeah.
What came first? How my roster is going to look next year. Like, I could make the case and argue before I even think QB and where I want to go QB, I need to know what my team's going to be like. How much of a playmaker do I need? Now, there's a certain level of understanding that my quarterback has to be able to make plays, right, Jordan? So, I mean, I'm talking about there's a certain level. I understand that. Give me some mobility, give me some arm strength, some smarts. Can read defenses, things that I there's a certain level. I mean, I'm not looking at bringing someone in or drafting somebody to this team with that coach if you don't have a certain amount of variables already. And we can get into those as the days move on. But having Michael Thomas, having Alvin Kamara, I love Adam Trautman. I think he's going to be a nice player here. You've already put Jared Cook on the bus. That's tomorrow's show.
Good.
Tomorrow we'll look at the roster.
By time.
You have him as the bus driver.
Three days late.
You have them first on the bus. Is that what you're doing?
No, he's walking home.
No. We make a bus. We get a hotard, and then we have a nice parade on airline on the way to now it's airline and Williams and then Vets. So it's a longer route now. It's almost like the uptown route. You go out there with the sign. You say, we wish them well, but we're sending him out of town on a bus to the airport. That's where you've always done in the last now 11 years. Gary, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got for us today?
Oh, man, I'm celebrating Drew's birthday still, man.
I hear you.
We had a championship team, but we Mike was hurt, then Drew was. It's not excuses now. I'm just telling you what happened.
Yeah,
you
know, I understand.
And by the time we got to the playoff, man, we didn't have a championship team because, you know, Drew been banged up, man. And I tell you one thing. I know Brittany and the kids want him home, but I think they'll support him one more time because he deserved to go out with the Who That Nation cheering him on, man, and win, lose, or draw, you know?
So you want to see him back next year?
I wish that was the case.
I'm in my feelings right now with Drew, man. He's a competitor, and I don't think he's going to let his last game be Tom Brady beating him in his house. I think he's going to get with Brittany and the kids, and if they say, tell him he can play, I think they'll support him. I know the Who That Nation will.
Hmm.
I think the competitor Drew Brees is, I just don't, you know, it's hard for him because this is a hard year for him. He's never been banged up like he's banged up this year. Mm-hmm. But if he can get a training camp with his whole Mike Thomas, Sanders, the whole team together, because, you know, we haven't had the whole team together all year. It's not an excuse, I'm just saying, you know. And Sean Payton did a hell of a coaching job to get those wins, but we, you know, we weren't championship ready at the end.
I'll tell you what, Todd, I'll put you on the notepad here, and we can discuss this because we are going to have, like, Thursday will be our day to really discuss QB and all that. But so you think come back. You think go take another vacation to Hawaii, get ready again. Now,
get healthy.
If you do that, do you have to draft a quarterback for him to learn under him?
Hey, Gus.
Yeah.
Since Drew Brees set foot in New Orleans, The New Orleans Saints motto has been, oh, 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 we're about to score again. Mm-hmm. We're about to score again. And, you know, I think we're going to get in there, get one more time. I think he's not going to let Tom Brady be his last game, beating him be his last game. He's a competitor. He's just in his nature. You know, I think he deserves to be home with Brittany and the kids, you know, but I think he's going to plead his case for one more year.
Gary, here's my thing, and I think it's why you saw him with the facial reaction and the look back and the spending on the time on the field. I think you're absolutely 100% right about his mind, his heart, his desire, his body.
He loves it. He loves his family. He loves his family.
I know. You know, I'm talking about on the field. Talk about on the field. I think he wants to absolutely still go be out there, and in his mind, like when he plays like he did against the Panthers, but like I said, with father time, the one thing that happens, and same thing, right? If I go out there and try to play some basketball, 10 games, one or two I'll play like I did back in the day. And in the other eight, right, I will not be able to get out of bed the next day. My knees will hurt. I'll probably injure myself. That's just reality at 45, you know?
That's another thing about Drew. if he knows his heart he can't go, he won't do it. He won't hurt the team.
I agree, and I think that's probably where we are. Thank you, Gary. Got to hit the break, man. I appreciate the phone call. Quick
right,
break when
guys,
we come
man.
Back.
Go ahead, Gus.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, Jack. We'll get you right out of the break. It's the Sports Hangover. Don't go anywhere. Love to get your opinions. Ryan Nielsen staying with the Saints. LSU fans want to hear from you on that. Pels taking on the Jazz. Want to hear from you on that. John Hendricks going to join us at 2:15, but your phone call's next. We'll come back on ESPN New Orleans. Hey everyone, Gus Cattingill here for Men's Total Health. With the new year comes new resolutions. One of them needs to be visit Men's Total Health. Low T can produce physical and emotional changes. Get tested. I did. See where you stand. Men's Total Health can help you be your best self by providing testosterone therapy, annual physicals, help with ED, even IV therapy. Visit Men's Total Health today, located at 3829 Veterans in Metairie, behind the Fidelity Bank building. They accept all major insurances, so call or go online at menstotalhealth.net and let them know the Sports Hangover says.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
This Saturday, DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the UFC, is offering new players a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with first deposit. Fantasy MMA is easy to play. Just pick six fighters, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. Download the DraftKings app and use code MAX to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the weekend. That's code MAX, only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
The best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people can be a challenge. When it comes to hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast. When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, it gets sent to over 100 top job sites with one click. It's so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the very first day. And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosted Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
On the Pat McAfee show just now, Aaron Rodgers was asked how much Green Bay's 38-10 loss to the Buccaneers in Week 6 matters. This is going to really, like, make you love Aaron Rodgers, huh, Jordan?
No.
I think the Week 6 game matters as much as when the Saints went to their place and beat the Bucs 38-3. You like him even better now?
No, I hate Aaron.
Wow.
No, hate's a strong word.
I'm talking about him. What, a little salty there, huh? Throwing the Saints under the bus there. Yikes. Jack, thanks for giving us a call. Cajun Goat, you're on the on-deck circle. What you got, Jack?
Gus, how you doing?
Doing well, man. How are you?
All right. Look, I can't hate athletes who actually answer questions. You know, I'm tired of athlete speak, so I'm not going to hate Aaron for that. But guys, I think people are being too emotional when it comes to Drew Brees. Look, when Drew Brees first got here, for the first 10 or 12 years, he was much better than the team around him. And like, you know, Jordan just said it a couple of minutes ago. The defense has been carrying him the last couple of years, and I really think that the rest of the team around him is much better than maybe even the Super Bowl year. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think they had a receiver as good as Michael Thomas. I think the offensive line is better. The defense is certainly better. So, at some point, you know, he should have realized that, you know, look, it's up to him whether he wants to keep on playing, but I think in the long run, they might have been better moving on.
Who's the quarterback for the Saints next year starting?
I really don't know, because it's not Taysom, and I don't trust, you know, Jameis. I mean, the reason I thought Tampa would be better this year is simply because they didn't have the 35 turnovers that Jameis created last year. So I don't know. They'll have to. And then what do they do with the salary cap situation? I mean, how can they afford to pay pay a quarterback, or did they even, if somehow they could get Deshaun Watson here, could they even afford to trade for him? I mean, I'm not really talking about the money, but
right.
They'd have to give up draft choices for next 10 years?
Well, you bring up the point, Jack. It's not only draft choices. You talk about money coming in. Now, look, this team's been able to show they could figure out a way around the cap, and they always go and get their guy, but they always go and get their guy and pay their players by kicking. At some point, there's not enough kicks in the can, right? And
right.
to your point, guys like either Stafford or even Deshaun Watson, guys that are going to be making over $30 million a year. That's why I think the most realistic thing next year is Jameis, 2-year deal, kind of a prove it type thing where he's at least in Jordan just put his forehead in his elbow. I get it, but listen to what I'm saying. You can probably get him for 20 or less.
No, I
what other
that.
Quarterback are you going right. to get there that's going to? I'm with you. I love Deshaun, but right now I just went through a scenario where
not realistic.
Sean's trying to keep his staff right now. And then who are you keeping on your team? And then how much talent is left after I don't keep everybody because you can't? I mean, that's a reality. So I just... it does make sense to put in a ton of your percentage and your cap in a quarterback if you don't know how good you're going to be next year. I'd like to think they're going to be good enough, but how good are you going to be? Because I honestly don't know what this roster is going to look like. Who's going to demand what? Who's going to want what? And who's going to, you know, not be able to get what? So to me, realistically, if I can go into at least the start of next season, now I didn't say I didn't want to draft somebody. I still can. But if I can go to the start of next season with a guy that has been in my building now, going on year two, has been under Drew, I got Taysom to do his role. I can use him as a backup. Winston's been a starter, let's say 2 years, 18 mil, whatever. That ties me bridge-wise to what I can do. Maybe I can then draft a quarterback next year, draft one this year, whatever. That just to me seems very realistic in terms of, like, budget-wise, if that makes sense. And that could be wrong. Hey, they could be just be willing to do whatever it takes.
Gus, I have a question. I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. If they decide that they're in a small overhaul and not a, if they're just in a small overhaul where they think it might take 2 or 3 years to get back to a chance at the Super Bowl, I think Peyton might hang around for that. But if they decide that they have to tear this down because of the salary cap, do you think Peyton sticks around?
There we go. Dallas, it's funny you said that because I was going through the things.
I'm joking.
And then during the 45 break, Jordan goes, Sean the Dallas. Look. Here's the one thing why I think he does stick around. A, he's a guy that wants to build, but more importantly, he has control. I don't know how many times I can consistently say that. To have ownership, general manager, and him, and I still wouldn't be surprised. I keep saying this. I have no knowledge of any of this. It's just a gut feeling. Who has the Saints after Miss Benson? I don't know. I mean, what if he's made part owner or general? He has so much power and control and respect by the person who cuts his check and owns this organization. Right. He will not have that anywhere else, ever.
Oh no! I wasn't throwing out. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I wasn't throwing out conspiracy theories to Dallas. I'm saying is, I don't know if he has the patience to work on a 3 or 4 or 5 year rebuilding process. You know, I don't know if he wants to do that.
Well, he just went through a little bit of one. The only thing that he doesn't have is a quarterback. Yeah. I mean, everybody else is young on his team. I mean, Kamara's young, Thomas is young, his line's young. Well, again, if you don't have to pay a quarterback $30 million, it's a lot better chance to than not.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
All right. Well, Gus, thanks.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Have a good evening. Have a good day.
Jack brings up a lot of good points here. Cajun Goat, you got about 2 minutes. What you got?
Yeah, I'm all good with Drew Brees being gone. I'm kind of excited. I kind of knew they were going to do this in the playoffs because of Drew. Drew's been slacking. And in the offense, if you remember when they were in their prime, they were exciting to watch. They haven't in the last 3 years been exciting to watch. So I'm ready for the new quarterback, and I think Peyton's kind of excited to deal with something new, and change things up. So I'm kind of on the boat of, I'm more excited about this year coming than I was about this year we just had. Mm-hmm. I think this year's coming is going to be very exciting. I think it's because it's going to be new. Win or lose, it's still going to be new. It's going to be something different. And I don't think they're going to lose. I actually think they win the division again next year without Drew Brees. So I'm excited about it, man. I think you sign Lattimore. You sign guys that's going to help the team. I mean, you're going to find other guys as far as the defensive line. If Hendricks goes. He's going to get paid. He's got to get paid. I need that cover corner more than I need that rushing lineman because I got a deep line. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm excited. And the name I'm going to throw out, and y'all going to laugh, but the name I'm going to throw out, if the Jets end up getting – Deshaun Watson. Watch out if Sean Payton doesn't go after Sam Darnold. It'd be a cheap rate, and I think the kid with a good coach can be like a breeze again. You know what I'm saying? I'll let y'all go. Thank you.
Love it. Cajun Goat bringing up a bunch of different points here as well. John Hendricks, we'll chat a little bit with him coming up at 2:15. And Brian sending me a couple of texts that make a lot of points. I said, hey, why don't you give me a call at the top of the hour? We can talk a little bit about it. About the upcoming draft and really how this team navigates it. And he's brought it up before. And again, this team has done it. I agree with Brian on this. they have navigated around the cap in the past. I do. They're really over the cap. So at some point, I look at it like this. And Jordan, as we go to break, your dad's in home construction and stuff, right?
Yeah, correct.
So instead of a new home, I'm thinking renovations. Just
a little remodel.
New windows. The kitchen cabinets, right? Adding a patio deck. That's how I almost think that the Saints are here. It's not a complete rebuild, Jack. Just tidy the house up. Put your house in a little further order to where maybe in a year or two, you have to go a year or two to where in the next 4 to 5, you'll be better off.
A little
touch
up.
That makes sense?
A little touch up.
And so that means you're going to, you'll be under, a little stress for a little bit. But then in a couple of years, you'll be better off. That's kind of how I look at it. Sports Hangover continues next, Hour 3 on ESPN New Orleans.
Mornings on ESPN Radio from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
That's what we get by hiring a dude that doesn't understand what being a Trojan is all about.
To Greeny with Mike Greenberg.
It is so clear to everyone but the one person who can do something about it.
Opinions, analysis,